This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Renting a home or apartment can be confusing enough, but it's even more difficult when English isn't your primary language. That scenario is playing out in the Eastern Plains town of Fort Morgan. KUNC's Ponce Rutch looks at how officials there are working through the language barrier in their rental market.
Fort Morgan is a small town in the middle of a lot of Colorado farmland, about an hour southeast of Greeley.
Hello, we're about ready to get started.
For more than a third of Fort Morgan's 11,000 residents, English is not their first language.
We're here today to talk about tenant rights and management responsibilities.
That's Michaela Holdridge. She's the executive director of One Morgan County, an organization aimed at unifying the many people in Fort Morgan. Today's meeting is to help demystify renters' rights. She starts in English.
We're going to have you break into groups and ask some questions regarding your concerns and issues in the community.
And then they talk about it in Spanish.
Lo primero que vamos a hacer es vamos a
And Somali.
And
later on, French. One reason why there are so many languages in such a small town is that many Fort Morgan residents work at the Cargill meatpacking plant, where people lacking English skills can secure a job that pays more than minimum wage. But that language barrier makes it hard to do other things in Fort Morgan, like interact with a landlord.
So we had been hearing a little bit about, you know, tenants maybe complaining that their issues aren't being addressed by management.
And then Holdridge says she's also heard from management, saying that there are some miscommunications, things that community manager Jared Cruzon tries to avoid with translators and walkthroughs before people move into Gateway Apartments.
A lot of it is just dialogue and trying to explain it. We usually try to be pretty hands-on. We don't have to come back in and make these repairs when you use the stove correctly or don't let things boil over.
So there's issues on both sides of this, and we really figured this would be a good time to address it and say, okay, what is your understanding of your rights as a tenant?
About 40 people show up at the local elementary school for the meeting. The whirring of fans fills the multipurpose room because it's a 95-degree day and the air conditioning isn't on. Those attending break into smaller groups, each with volunteers to interpret and guide the discussion. The questions range from talking about neighborhoods.
We're not supposed to change the color of the house, so my mom got trailside.
Because we live in a homeowners association.
Yeah.
It's crazy, no?
Yeah, it is.
To the landlord's responsibilities.
So pest control and fix stuff.
Everything goes through at least one round of translation so that everyone understands everyone else. Lilia Vieira is translating for a middle-aged man who lives in a trailer park. He's nervous about telling me his name because he doesn't want to draw attention to the troubles he's having with the managers.
The roads are really bad, and the manager doesn't really
do anything about it. Like he was saying, he had to go over to them.
Typically, road maintenance doesn't come up in a lease.
¿Tienen ustedes una lease?
Nobody has a lease.
There is no lease.
That's a problem.
Karen Trondle, a lawyer with nonprofit Colorado Legal Services, is here to answer some of those questions.
There is a Colorado Mobile Home Park Act that says management is responsible for the major issues.
Roads are part of the deal in a trailer park, part of what the renters are paying for. So the trailer park's managers should maintain the roads inside.
Prior to 2009, there was no requirement that there be a roof, that there be electricity, that there be plumbing. It's only been since 2009 that it's even been required under Colorado law the place be habitable. It's not a tenant-friendly state.
That's really sad.
After about 2 hours of discussion, there seems to be one big takeaway. Put every request or problem in writing and
always, always keep a copy.
Of course, that doesn't necessarily mean that tenants and landlords understand each other. There's still a language barrier to deal with. But it means that anyone stepping in can trace the communications instead of trying to solve disagreements based on the he said and the she said. For KUNC, I'm Ponce Rutch.